This morning's lesson, Jesus has gathered the 12 together in order to pray for them and to bless them on their way. He has given them the word. They have received it and believed it and kept it. The gospel reports that they have not been corrupted by the world, for they were not of the world. The disciples were set apart for truth and have as their mission the same mission that Jesus received from God, to go forth into all the world and preach and teach and administer God's gracious love. It's a vision that takes seriously the movement into the world, a world that hated the disciples, a world today that may be hostile and unyielding in its response to us. The blessing comes in the form of a prayer. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. It's a reminder that the church is a way station. It's an inn, a place to stop and rest for a while. Eat some good food. Enjoy some lively conversation. And I hope discover new friendships. But eventually it's time to move out. It's time to go out into the world. That's what the church should be. It should always be a gathering people together so that they can be blessed and then sent back out into the world again. In fact, like the disciples of this morning's lesson, we gather. We come here together each week in order to be empowered, in order to be charged up, so that we can be sent forth into the world. The church is a place of celebration and blessing and recognition of new life. Our members come to us with a variety of backgrounds and abundant life experiences. Here in the church, our relationships with God and with each other help us to grow and to change. Nothing is static here. Life, especially the life of a Christian, is always moving and growing and changing, providing us with new opportunities and adventures and challenges in the world. One modern theologian has written a critique of the kind of church and worship that emphasizes feeling good over going forth. She writes that the focus on the self and personal feelings limits the nurturing of a godly and outreaching character. Focusing the church on the needs of the individual without the balance of the outward turn can become a church overly focused on the saving of self rather than the celebration of God in the midst of the lives of people and the world. For me, First Congregational Church is a church that gathers us in and gives us strength. And I hope challenges each one of you to be sent forth out into your lives. Jesus was constantly gathering people to them and then he sent them out again. I think it must have been frustrating for his disciples to bring people to him and have him leave or go off by himself on some hill somewhere or grab a boat and push out to sea. Even the Last Supper has the same rhythmic theme. As we recall the words of the story, he brought them together in an upper room and broke bread and shared the cup with them. He invites them to gather again in the same way so that they might have the spiritual strength to move forward again. Jesus was aware that each time his followers came together, they would also be charged with going out. We had a wonderful trip and were able to see a completely different part of the world. And one of the things I noticed were some of the birds of the world that were present down in South America were the same birds that we see here in North America. The amazing journey that they take of thousands of miles in their migrating patterns twice a year from north to south and back again. Fascinating the way that happens. But they do so because the life force within them pushes them out. It pushes them forward. It's a matter of life and death. It's a matter of survival. I can't help but think that it's the same way with human beings. We move out because that's where life is. But we'd return here to be fueled, to be filled, so that we're equipped to go out again. The mission of the church is to view God as an intentionalist, not as an interventionalist. That makes us intentionalists too. God is not in charge viewing the world from above, but is in the intention of our lives toward love and justice and caring. The church has always been known as the body of Christ in the world. Some of us here love this church with an unqualified love. Some have a quarrel with it. And some just stand in the doorway with question marks on their foreheads. We, all of us, are the people who God has brought together to further the mission of love and justice and peace and compassion. The church does not merely exist for our own glory or to make us happy, but for the sake of the world. A world that needs to know in its despair that God is loving and that God is just. And that God needs our voices to make sure that's heard. Now that's one big challenge. We're gathered in and we're sent forth. We're called and we're sent just as the 12 were so long ago. We are the deer, the human, the dense ones of God. We're called in, we're sent forth. We gather, we scatter, we retreat and return again. God's love is tattooed on our flesh. I send you forth into the world. We end with a beginning. So today, as we gather in our annual meeting, let's do so not with an attitude of inward focus and self-preservation. Let us instead be open to God's Spirit moving among us, leading us forward into the future, whatever that might be. Amen.